In Portugal, a new face has emerged in the fight against austerity, those budget cuts and tax hikes tied to the country's bailout. You could say a new voice as well. A famous opera singer has taken to showing up at the president's meetings and drowning him out with song. Reporter Lauren Freire went to Lisbon to meet her and sent us this profile.
For embattled Portuguese President Anabel Cavaco Silva, last October 5th started bad and then got worse. Presiding over ceremonies for Portugal's Republic Day, the president raised the Portuguese flag in front of a crowd of dignitaries. But by accident, the flag was upside down. The ceremony had been closed to protesters, but
when the president was finishing his speech, they said, "Oh, it's open to the public." So me and this other lady went inside with a lot of reporters. Everybody stood up. They were not understanding what was going on. There was this lady protesting and me singing opera.
That's Ana Maria Pinto, a Portuguese opera singer who interrupted the president, who was whisked away by security. TV cameras captured the commotion.
You could see them on their faces. They were really confused. They were, because I was singing opera, you know. It's like, okay, maybe this is part of the protocol. And then at the end, they really asked me, is this part of the event? And I said, no, this is my protest.
From that day on, Ana Maria Pinto has become a household name in Portugal, the new soprano voice of the country's protest movement, leading street demonstrations. While anti-austerity protesters throw Molotov cocktails in the streets of Athens or blockade Parliament in Madrid, their Portuguese counterparts like Pinto are singing songs in the street, 1960s style. Portugal's anger over austerity is more melancholy, less fiery than other southern Europeans. In musical terms, it's the difference between Spanish flamenco and Portuguese fado. That soulful music that wafts through Lisbon's cobblestone corridors. And that's where I met Ana Maria Pinto, at a cafe that's been a hangout for poets and revolutionaries for more than 200 years. The waiters here all know her.
No, I'm just a normal citizen, and I just have this strong instinct of protecting what I love. I do deeply love my country.
With unemployment and poverty rising because of austerity, Pinto wanted to break out of the rarefied world of classical music and join the protests, so she bought her own megaphone. The song she belted out at the president last fall was an anti-fascist folk song from the 1970s, Firmeza.
The words are, "Que o teu corpo agora fale, presente e seguro do que vale." Do you know what it means, firmeza? Like firm, a person who is steady, you know? It talks about being yourself and not allowing someone who's above you to abuse from yourself.
I went with Pinto back to that courtyard where she interrupted the president's speech last October.
I was standing right here and I wanted to speak to the Portuguese also and sing for them. Do it. Have the courage to have your own voice.
Were you nervous?
Yes. I only felt my heart was beating and all my body was my heart beating.
I asked her to sing the same song again.
Que o teu corpo agora fale, presente e seguro do que vale.
How does it feel?
This is the first time I'm here since October. A lot of things are bad now here in Portugal, but somehow I can see a bit of light there and at the end. So, yeah, it feels good.
The movement Ana Maria Pinto started here is growing. She's since founded a choir of intervention to carry on her activism and perform at protests nationwide. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freire.